加拿大颂泉事工自1956年成立以来，吸引了数千位有需要的弟兄姐妹从世界各地来到多伦多的颂泉，浸泡在医治的泉源里，被天父的爱深深的触摸，生命得到更新与恢复。
Hello and welcome back.
大家好，我们又再次回来我们这系列。
In this session, we're going to be looking at judgments.
我们在今天这一堂课要谈的是论断。
And then some inner vows.
还有这个内在誓言。
And really what we're looking for is recurring patterns of trouble.
那简单来讲，我们要谈的是一个反复循环出现的一些问题。
And I'll be asking you to consider in your own lives, have there been recurring things that have happened, patterns?
所以在讲这一堂课的时候呢，我也请你可以在听的时候，你也去想想你生命当中有没有一些好像反复循环出现的状况。
Things like alcoholism throughout the generations.
比方说在你家族里头有没有这个酒精的问题，喝酒的问题。
Or illicit use of drugs.
或者就是会就是吸毒。
Sometimes,A violent man that has beaten a woman.
或者是像这一个男人有暴力倾向，他会对他的妻子施虐。
That seems to reoccur through the generations.
那通常这个好像也会在家族里头历代会出现。
It could be that you have a boss that's very mean to you.
或者有可能就是你遇到就是一个非常凶的一个老板。
And so you leave and get another job.
那你因为那个老板就换了另外一个工作。
But there's another mean boss.
就你一换了新工作，发现那个老板也很凶。
So you leave and you get another job.
你离开就换工作。
And there's another mean boss.
那你换到另外一个地方，又遇到一个坏老板。
Sometimes it could be some car accidents that keep on happening.
那另外一种循环有可能是像这个意外事故、车祸。
Or you discover your friends are very controlling.
或者是另外一种循环是遇到一些朋友是就是充满控制欲的。
Perhaps just like your mother has been controlling.
或者可能是你的妈妈很有控制欲。
So these are patterns that may have been affected by judgments.
那这一些呢，这种好像反复的循环模式，它很多时候是来自于论断。
Bitterroot judgments.
比方说这种苦毒的论断。
And the expectancies from those judgments.
然后从那些论断带出的一种期待。
And I'll talk about what that means.
那待会我会再仔细的慢慢的说明。
They're often the driving force between recurring patterns.
那在这样的一种反复循环的模式背后，其实它有一种驱动力。
And sometimes these patterns can be very destructive in our lives.
但是要知道，这种反复循环模式有一些呢是非常具有毁灭性的。
Let's have a look at that verse I spoke about earlier in Hebrews 12, verse 15.
那我们在这一段，我们来看一下圣经希伯来书十二章十五节。
See to it that no one misses the grace of God.And that no bitter root grow up to cause trouble and defile many.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
As you know, when you see any tree,
比方说今天我们看任何一棵树
，you know that under the ground is a complete root system that's very big.
我们知道，虽然看不到底下的树根，但我们都知道它底下呢是这个树根长得非常的扎实。
And the tree gets its nourishment from those roots.
我们也知道整棵树都是从树根来吸收营养。
If the tree is planted in good soil,
如果树是种在这个好土里
，it does very well.
那这个树会长得很好。
But if there is not sufficient nutrients in the ground,
但如果那个土壤里面没有足够的养分
，the tree does not do well.
那这一棵树就长得就不好。
Well, we also have roots.
那我们每一个人生命都有根。
The people around us.
那我们身边的人。
Our environment.
我们的环境。
They are all roots that feed us.
其实都是就是来提供营养的这个土壤。
And if we have roots of bitterness.
所以如果我们的根里头有任何的苦毒。
We might be drinking harm, not good.
那你会发现你在吸收的就是一些有毒的东西。
And it will always produce fruit.
那你要知道，这一切最后都会长成果子。
But maybe not the kind of fruit we want in our lives.
那最后会结出一些可能我们不希望看到的果子。
And it's not only destructive, but it defiles others.
而且这样的果子，它不仅是有毁灭性，甚至也会让身边的人来被污染。
And these bitter roots may lie deep below the surface.
那这一些苦毒的根，有一些真的是 可能是隐藏的非常深
，and often hidden to the conscious mind。
而且有的时候还会隐藏在我们的意识底下。
Now, at some point in our lives, all of us have made some ungodly judgments.
那我们其实都不得不承认，我们某些时候我们都做出了一些不属神的一些的论断。
As a result of negative words spoken to us.
通常比方说是因为有我们听到一些对我们做出的一些消极负面的话语。
Negative actions or behaviors.
或者有人对我们采取了一些消极负面的行动。
I mentioned that I'd been in education for 15 years.
我在我们的第一堂课我有介绍到说我在从事这个教育界在教育界从服务了15年。
And I discovered that for every negative word spoken,
然后我就注意到说只要有说出任何消极负面的话
it takes 10 positive words just to balance it out.
最后需要说出十句的好话才有办法补回来。
But for many people, they get 10 negative words for every one positive word.
但是很多人的经历是什么呢？是他们听了十句负面的话，但是只听到一句正面的话。
And so it's natural that negative responses would come from us because of those roots.
那也因为这样子，我们才会有这么多人，我们很多的行为反应都是非常负面、消极的，都是因为有这样苦毒的根。
And the fruit is bitterness.
然后结出来的也是苦毒的果子。
Resentment.
有怨恨
sometimes even hatred.
那甚至有的时候仇恨
Now the law of judgment applies not only to our conscious actions.
那这样的一种我们说论断的这样的一个律法呢，会带来的一些的这种行为一种结果
But also what is lodged in our hearts.
那也是代表说我们里面也会产生一些的律法
And sometimes we don't even know.
而且是我们自己都没有察觉到的
But the roots are sitting there.
可是里面已经有了那样的根。
And if we don't deal with them,
所以如果我们不去处理的话呢
eventually they will show themselves and defile others.
那最后一定会彰显出来，然后也沾染了其他的人。
And these bitter roots are powerful.
所以这些苦毒的根呢，非常的这个很有破坏力。
And they rob us of the freedom and the life that Jesus gives.
而且也会窃夺了主耶稣给我们的这样的自由。
And that which was won for us at the cross.
那一个也就是他在十字架上为我们预备的自由。
Okay, so where do bitter roots come from?
那我们现在来谈苦毒的根从哪里出来的。
They come from our sinful reactions to those hurts.
那个来自于我们对于伤害所产生的那种罪的一种反应。
Bitter roots are not the hurtful or terrible things that happen to us.
所谓的苦毒的根，它指的不是说我们所遭遇到的那一些很不好的事情。
Bitter roots are our response to those actions.
而反而是苦毒的根是源自于我们对于那些坏事所遭遇到不公平的事情所采取的反应。
Let's have a look at some of the laws.
那我们来看看这里面的一些的律法。
There is the law of judgment.
我们来讲说定律好了，把它讲成是一种定律。第一个就是像论断。
And we looked at that in the earlier session.
我们在第一堂课有讲到论断的部分。
This is from Matthew 7 verses 1 and 2.
这是在马太福音的第七章第一节第二节。
Do not judge or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
马太福音七章一到二节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
So every area that I make a judgment,
所以我在哪一个部分我去论断别人
，that judgment will come back on me.
那一个论断也会回到我身上。
Now this is a law.
这就是一个定律。
Imagine someone who is deciding to jump off a 10-story building.
那你去想说，哎，有一个人他如果这个决定要从十层楼高跳下来。
But just as he jumps,
那就在他跳的时候
，he says, "I don't believe in gravity."
他就想说，我不相信有地心引力。
Gravity doesn't care whether you believe it or not.
地心引力不管你信或不信。
The end result's a mess.
那我们知道他这样跳下去，结果一定很惨。
The same is true of this law.
所以在这个部分，我们刚才所看到的这一条律法是一样的。
Doesn't matter if we believe it or not.
不管我们相不相信它。
It just kicks in.
但是它一定有效。
If you have a tennis ball.
那比方说你现在手上握着一颗这个网球的球
and you throw it against the wall,
那你把这一颗球丢到这个墙壁上
it doesn't stop there.
它不会就停在那边对不对
it bounces back.
它一定会弹回来
So there is a second law.
那我们这个时候讲到第二种律第二条律法
It's the law of sowing and reaping.
那这个第二种律法就是撒种与收割
Galatians 6 verse 7.
加拉太书的第六章第七节
Do not be deceived.God is not be, cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
在加拉太书第六章第七节，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
We're seeing a reinforcement of that first law.
所以，我们看到了，其实这个有一点是我们刚才讲的第一种律法，它好像是更强调。
There's always a reaction to our judgments.
就是说。只要我们有这样的论断，一定都会有另外一个反应出来。
Whatever we sow,
不管我们种什么
，That's what we're going to reap.
我们最后收的也是什么
？It's a law.
那就是一条律法。
Doesn't matter if we believe it or not.
不管你信或不信
，It's just going to happen.
它一定会发生。
There's also another law, Hosea 8 verse 7.
那然后另外一条律法呢，是在何西阿书第八章。
This is what it says.
我们来看。
They sow in the wind and reap a whirlwind.
第八章第七节，他们所种的是风，所收的是暴风。
Now here's the illustration.
我来举个例子。
If I have a kernel of corn.
假设说我现在手里面有这一个，就是一颗玉米粒。
And I plant it in the ground.
然后把这颗玉米粒就种在土里。
Do I expect to get one kernel of corn back?
那请问你，我可以期待是只长出这个？一株的这个玉米吗
？Or do I expect to get a plant with lots of cobs, with lots of corn on each cob？
还是说今天我可以去期待它长出来的是好几穗的、好几株的这个玉米呢
？That's the law of increase。
那这个是叫加增的律。
And it's universal。
那这个也是全世界都通用的。
But it's also true of judgments。
那这个也可以用在论断上面。
We speak out a judgment。
今天我们对人说出论断
，The law of increase is applied.
那这一个加增的律呢，就会发生果效。
And it comes back to us in a whirlwind.
那它就会像暴风一样回到我们身上。
Then there's a third law.
那接下来我们来看第三种律法
，The law of honor.
就是尊荣的律法。
From Deuteronomy 5 verse 16.
这个是在《申命记》的第五章第十六节。
Honor your father and your mother.As the Lord your God commanded you, so that you may live long and that may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving to you.
申命记五章十六节，当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So how many people want to live long?
有谁想要长寿的？
Most of us do.
我想应该大部分人都想。
Well,Apparently, we have to honor our parents.
那我们看就很明显了，我们就一定要尊荣孝敬我们的父母。
How many people want things to go well?
有谁希望你这一生都很顺利
？I want things to go well in my life.
至少我很希望我的人生顺利。
So the question is, how have we honored our parents?
那问题是我们是怎么样对待我们的父母呢
？And in every area that has not gone well.
所以我们在我们任何一个部分上面如果有出现不顺遂的时候
，There's probably been a judgment.
那很可能就是在那些部分上面有出现论断。
Now sometimes these judgments are hidden.
那有一些这个论断是隐而未现的。
So let me put it to you this way.
我这么说好了。
How many of you have said, "I want to be just like my father"?
有多少人你曾经说过说啊、哦，我要完全像我父亲一样？
Or I want to be just like my mother.
或者说，哎，我就要跟我的母亲一样。
Now every now and again, I see some hands go up, and I say, "Yes, I have a good father, good mother."
很多时候我在课堂上这样问的时候，就会有很多人举手。对啊，因为他们有很好的父母亲。
I want to be just like them.
所以我就要像我的爸妈一模一样。
But that's rare.
但是你知道吗？很少可以这么做。
Most of us has a sense. No, I don't want to be exactly like them.
应该是说。有这样举手的人很少，大部分人都说，我绝对不要像我爸妈那样子。
There are some areas in their lives I'm not very happy with.
那因为在我们人生里面有一些部分，我觉得不太满意。
And perhaps I've made some judgments.
那很可能就在那些我不满意的事情上，我做出一些论断。
Let me rephrase that.
那我换一个说法。
You've made some judgments.
就是说你做出了一些论断。
But they're hidden.
但是他们是隐藏在里头。
But as we make those judgments,
那但是呢，总之我们做出了论断。
It comes back to us.
那些论断就回到自己身上。
There's a law of increase.
那有然后又有加增的律。
And we're faced with the consequences.
那最后我们就会收这样的果子。
So, judgments act like a boomerang.
那我们也可以说呢，这个论断它就有一点像是我们丢的这个回旋，这个我们叫做回旋刀啊，
and,
这个玩具。
And they hit us according to those laws.
所以呢，它就按照那个律法，我们怎么丢出去，它最后转啊转就回到我们自己身上。
But if we've been hurt in certain areas many times,
所以那因为我们知道在人生的过程里头，我们很多时候被受到伤害。
For example, when we were very young,
比方说在我们小时候
，and we were rejected,
然后我们被人拒绝过。
Our friends didn't want to play with us.
比方说朋友不想跟我们一起玩。
Perhaps our father wasn't there to take us to a special thing.
或者是呢遇到一些特别的一些活动，然后我们的父亲缺席，没有办法带我们去。
And we began to feel rejected.
我们就开始觉得被拒绝了。
But as we grow older,
然后当我们慢慢长大
，those rejections continue.
那些拒绝的伤呢，一直在我们里面。
They continue to the point where we actually start to expect to be rejected.
一直到了最后，潜移默化，让我们开始会期待，我们一定会被人拒绝。
And that's called a bitter root expectancy.
那个东西就叫做一个苦毒的期待。
And a bitter root expectancy is a habitual way of viewing how things will go for us.
那这种应该说苦毒期待的根呢，它就是因为一种的循环，然后不断的造成的。
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
那它有一点像说是自我实现的一种预言。
Where we actually push people to do what we expect.
而且它甚至到最后好像是我们会去促使别人去驱策别人去实现我们所期待的事情。
I know they're going to reject me.
哦，我知道他们最后一定拒绝我了。
I've experienced this before.
因为我以前就已经碰过了。
I can see the look on their face.
哦，我从他们的这个表情我就看出来。
Now others might not see any look on their face.
可能他们，可是其实对方他们都不觉得有什么表情。
But because I expect to be rejected.
可是因为我已经期待被人拒绝。
I've got my antenna up.
好，我先把我的天线放出去。
And I'm looking for anybody that's going to reject me.
哦，我就会去留意看有谁是要准备拒绝我的。
I'm rejectable.
哦，我是可以被拒绝的。
And I feel the effects of that.
而且我可以感受到他们拒绝带来的影响。
Let me give you some other examples.
那我再举几个例子。
Women will always be controlling.
啊，我觉得女人一定都是会有控制欲的。
I have a sense that something happened, and that was a man that said that.
Oh, 我觉得这个就是有男人他就会这么说。
I know a man who would refuse to get into a car alone with a woman.
Oh, 我知道有男人呢，他绝对不会，就是如果没有女人上车，他一定也不会上车。
I thought, that is so strange. Why?
我想说，哈，怎么会有这种想法？
Why would this be an issue?
这个怎么也会是个问题？
Well, apparently he got into a car with a woman who was driving.
那也就是呢，曾经有这个男人，他是因为上了一台是女人开车的车子。
And she began to rail on him and just put him down.
然后这个男人一上了车之后，这个女的呢一边开车就一直在数落这个男的，一直在骂他。
And he couldn't get away.
可是他就发现他受困于那台车子，他没办法下车，逃不了。
He couldn't get out of the car.
他没办法下车。
He had to sit there and take it.
他就只好被迫就在那边一直听那个女的数落他。
And he just determined, I am never going to let that happen again.
那所以呢，我要修正一下。所以这个男的他就做出这样的一种决定，说我再也不要，只要有女人开车，我绝对不要上那台车。
I am never getting into a car with a woman again.
所以我绝对只要有女人在车上，我绝对不要上她的车。
What a silly way to live.
那你想这样的生活方式不是很愚蠢吗？
But he had an expectancy it was going to happen again.
可是那是因为他已经去期待只要有女人在车上一定再会发生那样的事情。
How about this?
那换另外一种状况。
Men can't be depended upon.
男人不值得依靠。
I wonder who said that.
不晓得这是谁说的。
Do you think it might have been said by a woman?
那你想这是不是女人说的？
Do you think a woman might have been hurt by a man?
那你想说出这样的话的女人是不是一定受过男人的伤？
Who couldn't be depended upon?
她曾经遇到的男人是不值得她信靠的。
That was that expectancy.
那所以这个女人呢就有这样的期待。
A negative, bitter root expectancy.
一种非常负面的这种苦读的期待。
And I have a feeling that that expectancy
那我也可以感觉到那种期待呢
would affect every man that she ever came across.
一定会影响她所遇到这个女人她所碰到的每一个男人。
I can't depend on anybody.
我没有办法去相信依靠任何人。
How about this one?
好换另外一种状况。
No one will ever listen to me.
绝对不会有人听我说话。
Every time I enter into a conversation, it switches to somebody else.
每一次轮到我开口，就一定会被这个话就会被别人抢走。
My opinion's not worth listening to.
我的意见根本一点都不重要，没人想听。
I might as well not even try.
啊，我看算了，我也连试都不要试了。
I'm going to stay outside of the conversation.
我看我根本不要融入这个对话里。
I'm not worth listening to.
没有人想听我说话。
That's an expectancy.
那那个就是一种期待。
I don't want to live like that.
我不想要，如果是我今天不想要用这种方式生活。
Now there are some differences.
可是你要知道，就是有一些的差别。
Judgments tend to be made towards specific people.
论断呢，比较是倾向于对于特定的人做出来的。
Toward a specific situation.
就是对于一个特定的状况做出来的论断。
But if those situations keep occurring,
可是重点是如果那种状况一直持续的发生
then a bitter root expectancy develops.
那最后就会发展出一种苦读根的期待
And a bitter root expectancy is something that's general.
那这种读根的期待一旦发展出来之后呢它就会被广泛的运用到所有的状况
So a judgment, mom is manipulative.
比方说呢这个妈妈是一个就是非常容易操纵人的。
But a bitter root expectancy?
然后一旦发展出一个毒根的这种期待。
All women.
那就会说所有的女人。所有的女人都是有操控性的。
So judgments tend to operate on a spiritual level.
那论断呢它也通常会是运行在这种属灵的层面上。
While expectancies tend to operate on a psychological level.
但是呢这种读根的期待它变成是已经发展到心理层面的。
But they both produce negative results.
可是不管哪一个层面最后都结出非常负面的果子。
And bitter root judgments and bitter root expectancies are very common in all of us.
但是这种苦读的不管是论断或者是读根的期待呢其实对我们很多人来讲我们都或多或少都经历过。
And those bitter root judgments and expectancies rob us of the very life God wants to give to us.
那这种苦读的论断跟期待呢，都会去抢夺了、窃夺了神本来为我们预备的美好的人生。
Now, most of our judgments are in response to our parents or those who are significant people in our lives.
很多我们通常会做出论断的那个对象，大部分都是我们的父母亲或者是我们身边比较亲近的人。
Ultimately, those judgments will affect our future.
那最后这些论断就会影响我们的未来。
Especially in marriage.
尤其是我们的婚姻。
And we don't have to dig too far to find forgotten judgments.
其实我们不用挖得太深，很容易就会看到我们做过的一些论断。
When they pop up in our marriage.
那尤其是在那这种论断到最后就会在婚姻里头出现，冒出来。
There's a saying, if you have the fruit, you have the root.
那我们也可以说看到什么果子那就知道它的根是什么。
Matthew 7 verse 20.
在马太福音第七章二十节。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Thus by their fruit, you will recognize them.
马太福音第七章二十节所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。再回到十八节是好树不能结坏果子坏树不能结好果子。
So we want to deal with bitter roots and bitter root expectancies.
所以我们一定要来处理掉这一个苦读的论断跟根源。
But there's another issue.
但是呢这个时候还有另外一个问题。
Our judgments and our bitter root expectancies sometimes lead us to make what were called inner vows.
也就是呢，这种苦读的论断以及读根的期待呢，它也会在我们生命产生一种叫所谓的内在誓言。
And when we make an inner vow, it hardens our hearts.
一旦我们做出了内在誓言，它就会让我们的心变得刚硬。
Inner vows are determinations.
这种内在誓言，它的表现的方式就好像说我决定要坚定的要做一些事。
They are statements or directives that are made by our minds and our hearts.
那通常是在我们的心里或我们的思想里头，我们做出了某种的决定，或者好像有一点宣言一样宣告。
But it's in response to being hurt.
那其实那个都是对于伤害做出的反应。
And it expresses how we want life to operate.
而且呢，它也表现出来，就是我们希望我们的人生最后是用什么样的方式来运作。
It's like a track we run on and we just can't get off.
而且它最后形成了就好像一条轨道一样，我们就一直走在那一条轨道上都没有办法跳脱。
The nature of inner vows are to hold us to that track.
那内在誓言就会它的一个内在誓言的本质呢，就是会把我们困住在那一条轨道上面。
To think and act in specific ways.
然后最后就会让我们的思想言行都好像以某种特定的方式来进行。
They refuse to change.
而且拒绝改变。
And they don't disappear as we get older.
而且不会随着年龄的增长而消失。
And often they're just forgotten by our minds.
而且很长时候是我们自己都忘了我们有做过这种誓言。
Matthew 5, verse 37.
在马太福音的第五章第三十七节。
Jesus made an interesting statement. He said this, simply let your yes be yes and your no, no.
他说主耶稣他说你们的话是就说是不是就说不是。
Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
若再多说就是出于那恶者。
Now let me give you some examples of inner vows.
那我现在针对这个内在誓言举个例子。
I will not share what I really feel with anyone.
我绝对不要跟任何人分享我的一个感受。
It is not safe.
不安全。
How about, I will never allow myself to be embarrassed again.
我绝对不会允许自己在就是在蒙羞。
Embarrassing situations are not comfortable.
那我们知道这种做出很丢脸的事情确实是很不好受。
And the last thing we want is to be embarrassed again.
所以我们绝对没有人想要再做出任何觉得让我们自己丢脸的事。
So whenever you hear the word never or always.
那所以它的特征呢就是只要我们去想到说我绝对不要或我绝对要。
Usually that's an inner vow.
那通常那个就是内在誓言。
How about this?
那另外的例子。
I will never have children.
我绝对不要生小孩。
Now, can you see there's a hurt behind that?
那你可以听得出来，他言下之意一定就是有伤害。
Something negative happened.
一定是曾经受过伤。
That caused the judgment.
就让他做出这个论断。
Which led to an expectancy.
然后就带出一种期待。
And ended up in an inner vow.
最后变成是一个内在誓言。
I will never have children.
我绝对不要生小孩。
We met a worship leader in Israel years ago.
在很多年前，我们在以色列遇到一个这个主领敬拜的。
And she was probably the most sensitive worship leader I have ever met.
她可以说是我个人所碰见过一个最敏锐的一个敬拜主领。
She just loved Jesus.
她真的这个姐妹非常爱耶稣。
She loved the Holy Spirit.
她非常爱圣灵。
As she worshipped, tears would flow from her eyes.
她每一次带敬拜，自己就会泪流满面。
And she spent lots of time just on the floor worshipping.
然后她每一次敬拜到最后都会整个都跪在这个讲台上面，跪在那边敬拜。
But she told us her story.
但是呢，她跟我们讲了一个故事。
When she was a teenager, she became pregnant.
她说呢，她在十几岁的时候就怀孕了。
And she decided to have an abortion.
然后她在那时候决定要堕胎。
The reason she decided this,
那之所以她决定堕胎
was because her father was a general in the Russian army.
她的父亲呢是俄国的将军。
And she thought he would just kill her if he ever found out she was pregnant.
因为她知道她就想说如果她爸爸发现她这么小就怀孕一定会把她杀了。
So she had the abortion, but there was just a sense of regret in her heart.
所以她虽然最后还是堕胎了，但是里面就有一个很深的懊悔。
few years later, she met another young man.
然后多年后，她遇见了一个年轻人。
And she ended up pregnant again.
最后她又怀孕。
And it was because her boyfriend insisted that she get an abortion.
那一次是因为她的男朋友坚持要她堕胎。
It was a pressure from her boyfriend.
所以那一次的压力是来自她男朋友。
And it was the expected pressure from her father.
然后当然她也知道，她也觉得她这个爸爸也会给她压力。
That she went ahead with the abortion.
所以她这一次也最后也去堕胎了。
But at that particular time in Russia.
但那一次在那个时候在俄国。
She said, they said, you have to wait until your eighth month.
Oh, 但是在那个俄国那一次是说必须等到八个月。
Before we can take the baby.
才能够为她堕胎。
So eight months into her pregnancy.
怀孕到第八个月耶。
They took the baby.
他们堕胎了。
And she says she heard the baby screaming as they took it down the hall to kill it.
她说她在堕胎的那一个过程，她亲耳的听见这个孩子被拿出来之后一直在哭叫，然后被带出去。
You can imagine what was going on in her heart.
那你可以去想象当时候那个女孩子她心里面的感想。
The horror and regret.
她的那种痛苦跟懊悔。
And she made an inner vow.
所以那个时候她就做出了内在誓言。
I will never have children again.
我再也不要怀孕了。
And it seems that that inner vow held true.
那这一个内在誓言好像真的就成真了。
Ultimately, she and her boyfriend found Jesus.
那一直到了多年之后，她跟这个男朋友一起都遇见了耶稣。
And they gave their lives to him.
他们两个人都把生命交给耶稣。
They got married.
他们也结婚了。
And they tried to have children.
他们最后想要生孩子。
But could not have children.
但是怎么样尝试都没有办法再怀孕。
They tried everything.
他们尝试各种方法。
That inner vow held them fast.
可是就因为那个内在誓言一直紧紧抓着他们。
So my wife and I were asked to do some counseling with them.
那后来呢，他们就找到我们夫妻为他们做一些的辅导。
And we spent some time breaking the power of that inner vow.
然后我们就花了一些时间为他们断开这个内在誓言。
Breaking the power of that bitter root expectancy.
然后也断开这一个苦毒期待的苦毒的根带来的影响。
Breaking the power of the judgments.
然后也断开这个论断的这个影响。
And 9 months later.
然后呢，九个月后。
There was the baby.
他们。怀孕生小孩了。
It is incredible the power of these things.
所以你知道吗？我们所讲的这些东西，他们所带来的影响力真的很大。
But in Jesus, anything can be broken that is of the enemy.
但是只要靠着耶稣，任何从魔鬼仇敌来的东西都可以被断开。
And she was so grateful.
所以她真的是充满了感恩。
That's what I saw in this worship leader.
那这个就是为什么，这就是我后来所看到的这个敬拜。
A heart of gratitude.
她是充满了感恩在敬拜神。
With tears flowing down her face every time she worshiped.
这也就是为什么她每一次主领敬拜，她总是泪流满面。
And the heart of a mother fulfilled.
那是因为一个做母亲的心得到了满足。
Don't we have a wonderful heavenly father?
这是因为我们有一位非常奇妙伟大的父亲天父。
Well, let's look at some other examples of inner vows.
那我们再来看看内在誓言的几个例子。
I will never show anger.
我绝对不要让人看到我生气。
Or I will never cry in public.
我绝对不要在别人的面前哭。
How about this? When I become a parent,
或者是呢?
I will never and put in your own thing. Never do whatever. Whatever it was that brought that hurt or judgment.
就是我如果有一天我如果当父母的话呢，我就就是什么都不做。
We all make inner vows.
我们其实不管是什么样状况，都在不自觉的当中做出内在誓言。
It's just easy to do.
因为它很容易就发生。
We met a man after teaching the session.
我们有一次在教完这一堂课之后，遇到一个弟兄。
And he came up to us and he said, "My father beat my mother." And us every single day.
他就跟我讲说呢，从小到大，我们的父亲呢，就每一天都就是打我的妈妈，也打我们这些小孩子。
And he said, I made an inner vow that I would never beat my wife or my children.
所以呢，我就做出了这样一个内在誓言。有一天我结婚后，我绝对不会打我的妻子，也不会打我小孩。
So he said, I think it's good to make good vows.
那因为那时候我想说，这种誓言，这种决定应该不错吧。
And we said, okay, we can't convince you.
那我们就跟他讲说，这个好啊，那如果我们不能说服你，那你就这样子做吧。
But he came back the next day.
后来他隔天回来。
With tears in his eyes.
他就流了眼泪。
And he said, although I don't beat my wife and children.
他说确实我不会打我的太太跟小孩。
I beat them every day with my words.
但是我其实每一天是用我的话语在对他们施暴。
I'm just like my father.
所以其实我跟我父亲还是一样的。
The judgments I made against my father.
我对我父亲做出的论断。
Have come back on me.
最后也回到我的身上。
And I'm just like him.
所以我跟他一模一样。
Can you imagine the pain that brought?
那你就想想那个对他造成的痛苦。
Sometimes even an inner vow that's good is a problem.
所以即便好像听起来那个誓言好像听起来很好，但是他还是有问题的。
It probably would have been better if he had said this.
他如果换另外一种说法可能还好一点。
With God's help, I will not be mean to my wife or children.
就是呢，他可以这么说，借着神的帮助，我相信我可以对我的太太跟我来好好的善待我的太太跟我孩子。
Now I think marriage vows are good.
那这个我们所立下的婚约，我们这种誓约，我相信是好的。
Because that was God's idea.
因为婚约是出自于神。
That was His plan, so that's okay.
所以婚约这种誓约是 OK 的，因为这是来自于神的。
We had a lady come to us at the end of one of these sessions.
那有一次呢，我们在这一堂课结束后，有一个姐妹来找我们。
And she said, "I never knew about these inner vows."
她说我以前从来没有听过关于内在誓言这个东西。
And the power they have over us.
然后也没有听过它的影响力。
And I want you to know today.
然后她就说我今天我要你们知道。
I am never going to make another inner vow.
我绝对不要再做出任何内在誓言。
And she just realized she made one.
然后她听完自己所讲的话，她就发现她又做出了一个内在誓言。
It's just that easy.
你就知道这是很容易就做出来的。
Okay, so we need to deal with this.
所以这就提醒大家是我们要天天去处理的。
We need to deal with our judgments.
我们要去处理论断。
We need to deal with our bitter root expectancies.
我们要去处理这种苦毒根带来的期待。
And we need to deal with our inner vows.
那我们也要去处理这个内在誓言。
So we're going to do a little exercise.
那我们接下来我们可以来做一点操练。
I'm going to spend some time in prayer.
那也就是我们要做一些祷告。
So once again, Holy Spirit, I invite you to come.
那这个时候同样的我们请这个圣灵来。
And I invite you to speak into all of our hearts.
圣灵，求你对我每一个人的心来说话。
I invite you to teach us and show us.
求你来教导我们，也让我们看见。
And free us from the hold that's there.
然后真的是让我们从那样的一些的捆绑当中得释放。
So Holy Spirit, would you show us again someone that has hurt us?
圣灵，求你来光照我们在过去有哪一些人伤害过我们。
A situation that developed that brought much pain into our lives.
或者是曾经有哪一些的状况对我们造成很大的伤害。
We don't want to live under the influence of that pain.
因为我们不想再活在那样的一个痛苦里。
We want to live life in you.
我们想要活在主你所赏赐给我们的生命里。
Free from the pain.
完全脱离这些痛苦。
Free from the judgments.
完全脱离论断。
That have been made because of that pain.
或者是那个论断带来的这个痛苦。
Freedom from the expectancy that it will happen again.
然后也完全的脱离那一些错误的期待，苦读的期待。
And freedom from any inner vows that we may have made because of it.
然后也完全的脱离那些内在誓言所对我们带来的影响。
So Holy Spirit, show us the situation.
所以圣灵，求你来像现在向我们显明过去所发生的一些的状况。
Now just take a moment and let Him speak to you.
现在就花一点时间让圣灵来对你说话。
And Holy Spirit, I bless what you're doing right now.
圣灵，我现在就来祝福你正在进行的工作。
Because you're giving us opportunity to do something.
因为你现在给我们这个机会，让我们可以有一些行动。
So the first thing I want to encourage you to do.
那现在首先我要鼓励你做的第一件事
，forgive the person that caused the hurt。
那就是先来饶恕伤害你的那个人。
We're going to step into that mercy and grace。
那这就是我们前面讲，我们要站在这个恩典怜悯中。
They probably don't deserve your mercy。
即便他们不值得被你饶恕。
But we didn't deserve the mercy from God either。
可是就像我们好像也不配得到神的恩典一样。
But Jesus chose to forgive us anyway.
但是耶稣仍然选择就是饶恕赦免我们。
So choose to forgive.
所以现在你也来选择饶恕他们。
As hard as it might be.
就算非常的难。
Even though they don't deserve it.
就算他们不配。
Choose to forgive.
你仍然选择饶恕他们。
Just speak it out.
你现在就说出来，把它说出来。
Jesus, I choose to forgive this person.
你就说，耶稣，我选择饶恕这一个人。
Go ahead and say it.
你现在就大方地说出来。
Jesus, I choose to forgive this person.
你说，主耶稣，我选择饶恕这一个人。
I forgive this person for.
然后接下来说，我饶恕这一个人在什么事情上。
Now tell God how you felt in that situation.
然后你接下来就诚实地告诉天父说你在那一件事情上当时候的感受。
I felt rejected.
比方说你觉得被拒绝了。
I felt so hurt.
我觉得深深受伤。
I was so embarrassed.
我那时候觉得很丢脸。
I felt so rejected.
我觉得被拒绝了。
Whatever the situation.
不管是什么状况。
Tell him about the hurt.
你就很诚实地告诉天父你的感受。
And then we're going to give that hurt to Jesus.
讲完之后呢，把那样的一个伤害感受交给耶稣。
So Jesus, I give you this hurt.
然后你就说，耶稣，我现在把我的伤交给你。
I don't want to carry it anymore.
我不要再背负这些伤害。
I don't want it affecting my life anymore.
我不要再让这些伤害影响我的人生。
I let my hurt go.
我愿意放开这一些伤害。
And I let my judgments go.
然后我也放开这些论断。
I release them to you.
我把这一些全部都交给你。
And I'm not going to pick them up again.
我再也不要把他们拿回来了。
I give them to you.
我现在把所有这些交给你。
And Lord,
主啊，
would you forgive me?
可不可以求你来赦免我？
For the way I reacted to those hurts.
赦免我过去对那些伤害所采取的反应。
Forgive me for the judgments that I made.
赦免我对他们做出的任何的论断。
I realize that those judgments could come back on me.
我现在明白了，那一些论断最后也会回到我身上。
And I want this to end now.
现在我希望所有这一切都结束了。
Lord, would you forgive me?
主啊，请你赦免我。
For expecting that that situation will keep happening.
就是我过去曾经有这样的一个期待，就是这一些都会反复循环的发生。
It has caused a bitter root to be established in my heart.
然后那样的一个错误的期待就在我里面产生了一个毒根。
And I know that roots have a tendency to grow.
那我知道这样的根就会很容易的就会持续的长大。
And I want to be free of those expectancies.
但是今天我要完全从那些错误的期待脱离。
Would you set me free?
求你来释放我。
As I confess to you these things.
就在我这样子向你来承认的时候。
And Lord, I may have made some inner vows.
主啊，我可能也不自觉地做出一些内在誓言。
That have locked me in.
然后他就把我给捆绑住。
And no matter how hard I try, I can't get out.
所以不管我后来不管做任何的尝试，我好像都没有办法脱离这个内在誓言。
And so today.
但是今天。
I break agreement with that inner vow.
我现在要完全地断开弃绝那些内在誓言。
Again, go ahead and speak that out.
你现在就把你可以想得到圣灵光照你的内在誓言都说出来。
I break agreement with that inner vow.
然后你就说我现在弃绝断开那些内在誓言。
Father, would you forgive me for making that inner vow?
天父啊，就请你来赦免我做出的那些内在誓言。
And would you set me free from the law of sin and of death?
然后也请你来赦免我，然后释放我脱离那些罪和死刑。
Set me free from the judgments.
释放我完全的脱离那些论断。
Set me free from the expectancy of that.
释放我完全的脱离那些毒根的期待。
Set me free from the inner vow I may have made.
然后释放我过去做过的任何内在誓言。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what you have just done is dealt with the stronghold of that judgment.
那刚才我们所做的这一些呢，就是我们让自己能够脱离那一些坚固引垒的捆绑。
And God is faithful to forgive.
那你要知道，我们的神是信实的，是可以赦免我们一切的罪。
Let me declare this over you.
所以现在让我来为你做一些的宣告。
You are forgiven.
神已经赦免你了。
Let me say it again.
我再说一次。
You are forgiven.
你已经得到赦免了。
And you are set free.
而且你已经得自由了。
From the power of sin and of death.
脱离了罪和死刑的这样的捆绑。
We've dealt with the stronghold.
我们现在已经处理了这些坚固营垒。
But there's something that goes along with the stronghold.
但是这个时候我要讲一下随着坚固营垒来的一些东西。
And that's a structure.
那就是一种好像一种架构一种结构。
I've lived under the effects of those expectancies.
比方说因为我过去呢活在那种这种错误的期待里头。
For years.
活了很多年。
And it takes time to develop a new structure.
所以你要知道那样的一个所以现在接下来要花时间重新的建造一个新的架构。
A new structure of freedom.
那是一个自由的架构。
Today you chose to forgive.
因为今天你已经选择了饶恕。
When you wake up in the morning,
所以明天早上你醒过来。
You might think, I'm still very angry with that person.
然后你就会发现我觉得我好像还是很气那个人。
And you know what you do?
那你知道你要怎么样?
And you forgive them all over again.
你就再一次什么?饶恕他们。
You keep on forgiving until there's a new structure.
一直饶恕到你发现到你里面开始有这个新的架构出来了。
Until there's a structure of relationship and care.
然后那一个架构呢就是一个是关系然后还有关心照顾的这种架构。
And you watch what God will do with that person.
那你就开始去慢慢你去看神会在那个人身上做什么事。
Now you know there might be another person that has hurt you.
那这个时候在这个过程当中你可能就发现哦可能还有别的人我要饶恕。
There might be 10 people that have hurt you.
或者你发现还有10个人需要你饶恕。
There may be 100 people that have hurt you.
或者你发现有100个人需要你饶恕。
Just let the Holy Spirit lead you one at a time.
没关系你就让圣灵一个一个的带领你。
Don't let this be a burden.
你不要让这个成为一个重担。
The Holy Spirit will show you.
圣灵他一定会光照你的。
He'll show you a specific person or situation that you need to deal with.
他会光照你一个特定的人或某一个特定的状况是需要你来处理的。
So just follow his leading.
那你就安心的去随跟随他的带领就好。
Lord, I choose to forgive this person.
然后你就说主我选择饶恕这个人。
I forgive this person for the things they did.
我饶恕他对我做过的一些事情。
I release them from my judgments.
我现在释放他们脱离我做过的一切的论断。
I'm not going to hold on to those judgments.
我不愿意再好像抓着这一些的论断来捆绑他们。
I let them go.
我完全的释放他们。
And Lord, would you forgive me?
那主现在求你来赦免我。
For the judgments I made.
也赦免我过去做过的论断。
Would you restore me to a right relationship with you?
现在求你来恢复我跟你的关系。
And you just keep doing that.
那你就反复持续地做这样的事情。
Until a brand new structure is established.
一直做到你发现你生命有一个全新的一个架构出现。
You're free from the stronghold.
这个时候呢你已经脱离了坚固营垒。
And a brand new structure is developed.
那你里面也已经开始有新的架构出现。
And it's called a structure of freedom.
那个叫做自由的架构。
And so, Heavenly Father, I bless what has just happened.
所以天父，我现在要祝福刚才我们所有的一切的教导。
And I bless the good work that you're going to do in the lives of those who choose to release judgments.
然后我也要祝福这一些你在那些选择要释放出要放开那些论断的人身上，我要祝福你在他们身上要做的美好的工作。
I bless them to walk in that place of mercy and grace.
然后我要祝福他们可以持续地走在这个恩典怜悯当中。
As they reflect the true nature of Jesus.
当他们持续地选择要反照出耶稣的这个本相。
Father, thank you for your faithfulness.
天父，感谢你的信实。
For the way that you father us.
感谢你就用这样的信实来爱我们，照顾我们。
Thank you for giving your son Jesus.
感谢你愿意来这个差派你的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus who took our place.
让耶稣他来取代了我们一切所当受的。
That those who choose to follow you.
那一些选择要来跟随你的。
Have bold access to your throne.
他们就真的可以放胆的到你诗人宝座前。
That we can run up to you.
好，让我们可以这样子直奔到你的面前。
Jump into your lap.
然后跳到你的那个怀中。
Lean in.
完全倚靠你。
And stay there as long as we like.
然后就是能够就是一直的停留在你的怀抱里。
May the Lord continue to bless and keep you close to Him.
愿主一直的来祝福你，来帮助你能够持续的亲近他。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.